You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 423, covering week 29, July 14th to 20th, 2025. The LSFG-VK project has prepared an unofficial port of the lossless scaling frame generation utility for Linux using DXVK and the Vulkan Graphics API. The project code is written in C++ and is licensed under the MIT license. The development was carried out by a third-party enthusiast who recreated the functionality of the proprietary LSFG by reverse engineering Windows libraries. The application allows you to scale the output of games designed to run in a windowed mode to display them in full screen mode. The utility may also be needed to get rid of blurry output when scaling using the standard graphic subsystem or to bypass restrictions in games tied to fixed screen resolutions. You can also increase the smoothness of the output and increase the frame rate in games not designed for high FPS by substituting additional intermediate frames created based on the interpolation of adjacent frames. There is more to come soon in this project. Parrot 6.4 has been published. It is based on Debian 12 and includes a selection of tools for security auditing, conducting forensic analysis, and reverse engineering. Live builds with the Mate environment, images for virtual machines, container images in Docker format, and builds for Raspberry Pi boards are offered for download. There is also a script offered that allows you to create a Parrot environment on top of an already installed Debian distribution. The distribution is positioned as a portable laboratory with an environment for security and forensic experts, focusing on tools for testing cloud systems and IoT devices. The release also includes cryptographic tools and programs for providing secure access to a network like Tor, I2P, AnonSurf, GPG, TCCF, ZuluCrypt, VeraCrypt, TrueCrypt, and Lux. The OpenCut project develops a simple video editor positioned as an open alternative to CapCut from ByteDance. The project code is written in TypeScript using the Bun platform and is distributed under the MIT license. The build is supported as a desktop application, a mobile application, and a web version. The advantages of the new project include concerns for user privacy and free distribution, which does not require purchasing individual features or a paid subscription to disable a watermark. Features include video editing based on timeline, real-time preview, and multi-track editing. The project was originally created under the name AppCut, but then was renamed OpenCut. The developers will probably be forced to rename the program again, as the project has been sued for violating the OpenCut trademark registered last year and already used in the online video editor of the same name. The developers of the PHP programming language plan to transfer the PHP interpreter and Zend engine from the PHP license and Zend engine license to the three-clause BSD license, BSD-3. The transition of the BSD-3 license will simplify licensing terms, unify licenses for PHP and Zend engine, ensure compatibility with the GPL, and solve long-standing problems while preserving all the rights of users and developers. The license change is intended to be made in the release of PHP 9.0, which may be out next year. All members of the PHP group approve the license change. The transition to the BSD-3 license requires approval from Perforce Software, which owns Zend Technologies. It is noted that the issue of changing the license has already been informally agreed upon with Perforce, and it only remains to receive official written confirmation. At the same time, changing the license will not require obtaining separate consent from each developer, since the text of the PHP and Zend licenses defines the powers that allow the PHP group to make changes to the license and release new versions of the license. The process of switching to a new license will be formalized as an update of the code to PHP license v4 and Zend engine license v3, where the wording will coincide with the wording of the BSD TIC3 license. Audacious 4.5 is presented. It was forked from the Beep Media Player project, which is a fork of the classic XMMS player. The release comes with two user interfaces based on GTK and Qt. Ready-made builds will soon be prepared for various Linux distributions in Snap, Flatpak, and PPA, and for Windows. Devin Lin has announced the continuation of the Plasma Big Screen project, which develops a user interface based on KDE technologies designed for use on multimedia devices connected to TVs and projectors. The environment is optimized for working with large screens and control without a keyboard using remote controls or a voice assistant. The project was last actively developed in 2020, after which it fell into stagnation and was not included in KDE Plasma 6, as it was not transferred to use the KDE 6 and QT6 libraries and was tied to the defunct Mycroft voice assistant. A couple of months ago, several developers decided to revive the project and carry out work modernizing the interface and refining the configurator. The publication of packages with Plasma Big Screen is planned to be established starting with the release of Plasma 6.5. Until then, you can use the Plasma Big Screen build script for Postmarket OS or the Plasma-Big Screen package for the Arch Linux distribution from the Nightly and AUR repositories. The Hyperland 0.50 composite server is available using the Wayland protocol. The project is focused on tiling window layout, but also supports classic arbitrary window placement, grouping of windows in the form of tabs, pseudo-mosaic code, and full-screen windowing. The code is written in C++ and is distributed under the BSD license. The possibilities for creating visually attractive interfaces are provided: gradients and window frames, background blur, animation effects and shadows. Plugins can be connected to expanded functionality, and socket-based IPC is provided for external control. Configuration is carried out through a configuration file. Changes are picked up on the fly without restarting. According to the StatCounter service, which monitors global statistics on web browser usage, the share of Linux distributions in the U.S. 5.03 and Germany 5.47 exceeded the 5% mark for the first time. The statistics were collected based on a counter placed on 1.5 million sites. In India, the share of Linux has dropped to 8.77% from 17.25% last September. The global share of Linux is estimated at 4.1%. The peak value of 4.55% was reached last August. Since September 2024, there has also been a decline in the popularity of Chrome OS, whose global share has dropped from 2.25% to 1.24%, and its share in the U.S. from 5.53% to 2.71%, but it should increase when the school year starts up again after this summer. The free PaaS platform CozyStack 0.33, built on Kubernetes, is available. The project aims to provide a ready-made platform for hosting providers and a framework for building private and public clouds. The platform is installed directly on servers and covers all aspects of preparing the infrastructure for providing managed services. CozyStack allows you to launch and provide Kubernetes clusters, databases, and virtual machines. The platform code is available on GitHub and is distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. Talos Linux and FluxCD are used as a basic technology stack. Images with the system kernel and necessary modules are generated in advance and updated atomically, which eliminates the need for components such as DKMS and a package manager and guarantees stable operation. A simple installation method is provided in an empty data center using PXE and a Debian-like installer Talos-Bootstrap. You can deploy Kafka, FerretDB, PostgreSQL, Cilium, Grafana, VictoriaMetrix, and other services with a click. The platform includes a free implementation of the network infrastructure based on QB-OVN and uses Cilium for the service network, MetaLB to announce services to the outside. This storage is implemented on LinStore, which suggests using ZFS as a base layer for storage and DRBD for replication. There is a pre-configured monitoring stack based on VictoriaMetrix and Grafana. To launch virtual machines, KubeVirt technology is used, which allows you to launch classical virtual machines directly in Kubernetes containers and already has all the necessary integrations with the cluster API to launch managed Kubernetes clusters inside a, quote, hardware, end quote, Kubernetes cluster. The Blender Foundation has released Blender 4.5, a free application suitable for a variety of tasks related to 3D modeling, 3D graphics, computer game development, simulation rendering, compositing, motion tracking, sculpting, animation, and video editing. The code is distributed under the GPL license. Ready-made builds are available for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. The release is tagged as LTS and will be supported until July 2027. The Blender 4.2 LTS branch also continues to be supported, with updates being generated until July 2026. Support for Blender 3.6 LTS branch has been discontinued. The release of the Forge Joe 12.0 collaborative development platform has been published. It allows you to deploy a system for collaborative work with Git repositories on your servers, similar in its tasks to GitHub, Bitbucket, and GitLab. Forge Joe is a fork of the Git project, which in turn forked from the GOGS platform back in 2022 after attempts to commercialize Git and the transfer of control to a commercial company. The Forge Joe project adheres to the principles of independent management and community control. Git hosting Codeberg .org has switched to using Forge Joe. The project code is written in Go and is distributed under the GPL v3 license. The key features of the platform are low resource consumption and a simple installation process. It provides typical project capabilities such as task management, issue tracking, pull requests, wiki, tools for coordinating developer groups, preparing releases, automating package placement in repositories, managing access rights, interfacing with continuous integration platforms, code search authentication via LDAP and zero auth, access to the repository via SSH and HTTP/HTTPS protocols, and connecting webhooks for integration with Slack, Discord, and other services. It has support for GitHooks and GitLFS, tools for migrating and mirroring repositories, the ability to use the ActivityPub protocol to unite individual developer servers into a federated network is highlighted separately. Intel has announced the closure of the Clear Linux project, which develops a distribution with strict application isolation implemented using containers separated using full virtualization. Starting today, Intel will stop supporting it and will no longer release updates and patches to eliminate vulnerabilities. The GitHub repositories where the distribution was developed will soon be transferred to archive mode. Clear Linux users are advised to migrate their systems to other distributions. It is noted that Intel will continue to actively support the Linux ecosystem and participate in the development of various open projects and Linux distributions to add support for its equipment and optimize work with it. It is assumed that Intel employees involved in the development of Clear Linux are subject to mass layoffs, which IBM has announced will include 5,000 positions. Nate Graham has published the latest KDE development report. The most significant change accepted in the KDE Plasma 6.5 branch scheduled for release on October 16th is a significant change in the visual style. When using the Breeze theme, windows are now rendered in KWin with rounded bottom corners. Previously, only the top corners were rounded while the bottom ones remained sharp. The new window style is offered by default, but it can be disabled in the settings if desired. The DXVK-Serac 1.11.0 project has been released, developing a fork of the DXVK layer aimed at working on systems with GPUs or drivers limited to support of older versions of the Vulkan Graphics API 1.1 or 1.2. In the main DXVK project, support for Vulkan 1.3 became mandatory in the DXVK 2.0 release. DXVK-Serac continues to use the code base of the DXVK 1.10.x branch, which carries over changes related to game support and bug fixes from new DXVK releases. In parallel, the project is supported by a fork Proton-Serac that develops a version of the Proton package based on GE Proton 10 and Proton 10-beta for running Windows games for devices and systems without Vulkan 1.3 support. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.